us, we have Scott Corsott, a veteran with the America's Gold Star Families Organization. Memorial Day weekend is upon us, and something that that you shouldn't probably say to a veteran is Happy Memorial Day. Scott, can you tell us why that is?
Sure, absolutely. We know that people mean well when they say Happy Memorial Day to a veteran, but actually the day is a day to remember and pay tribute to those service members that gave the ultimate sacrifice and died while serving our country so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have today. So that's the real meaning of the day.
So what is the difference between Memorial Day, Armed Forces Day, and Veterans Day? I think a lot of people probably don't know the answer to that.
It's a great question. Well, we'll just start Memorial Day. It's observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military and made the ultimate sacrifice. Armed Forces Day is a day to honor all who currently serve and who have served in both active duty and former and in the reserves as well. And then Veterans Day is observed on November 11th. It's a day to honor and thank all who have served in the U.S. military. And I have another way to explain those days. It's a little more profound. Armed Forces Day is for those still in uniform. Veterans Day is for those who have hung up their uniform. And Memorial Day is for those who never made it out of their uniform.
That's a great way to explain it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we know with COVID that last year, the Memorial Day ceremonies that that America's Gold Star families typically hold were canceled due to COVID. What about this Memorial Day weekend? What is it that that you guys have planned, or how is that being affected still?
Unfortunately, when we started the Memorial Day Committee in Peoria, started to plan the ceremony at the Gateway Building, we were still in Phase 4, which limited gatherings of only up to 50 people. Typically, that ceremony brings several hundred people, so we had to make the call before we shifted to Phase 5 to do again what we did last year, and we partnered with our friends at WTVP, the PBS station for Peoria and Bloomington. We'll again air a special video on Memorial Day to honor those who bravely gave themselves in defense of our country. That will be aired at noon on Memorial Day on Monday, May 31st, and then again at 10 p.m. as well that same night. And in the past, I know last year they also had it on their website, so you could access it at any time.
I did see somewhere that the city of Washington is going ahead with their Memorial Day parade. Mm-hmm. Do you know of other observances that are being done this weekend?
Yeah, there are several. A lot of them. I know that Springdale Cemetery will have a ceremony on Memorial Day up in Peoria Heights. The Marine Corps League will have a ceremony at 2 p.m. at Tower Park at the Marine Memorial there. And this is kind of special, actually, this year, that this last summer there was a World War II Marine. Remains were identified on the island of Tarawa that was returned to Illinois, and he was buried with full military honors this past summer. Well, this coming Memorial Day, Sergeant Reeser's name will be added to the Marine Memorial up at Tower Park at 2 p.m., so we're really looking forward to that. That'll be a special day, and Mr. Reeser still has some family in the area that will be attending as well, so we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Scott Corsott with America's Gold Star Families, again, thank you for your service to our nation. And if anyone has questions about what you do, is there a way to contact the organization?
Sure. There are a couple ways they could contact us. They could go to americasgoldstarfamilies.org, and that's probably the best place to go, and they can get any information there about the organization, or there's some contact information on there as well.
All right, Scott, thank you so much.